Natural and spiritual subjects intermingle with striking power in this 1947 work by Wilfredo Lam. On a burlap surface, the artist employs rich green and black tones to link his diverse interests in African and Caribbean sculpture and European painting. Janet Bishop, curator of painting and sculpture.
The figure with the small head at the very top of the composition, a sort of wide-eyed, open-mouthed, horned creature, whose limbs and body sort of descend and completely wrap around the bird form. To me, it reads in some ways like a totem pole. The figures are stacked on top one another.
Lam's own mixed cultural background is a fascinating aspect of his work. The artist was born in Cuba, the son of an 80-year-old Chinese merchant and a mother of African descent. Lam was also a world traveler who crossed artistic boundaries. He spent a good deal of time moving between the very different cultures of Cuba, Europe, and the United States. The artist even stated that he cherished his rootlessness.